I was waiting with bated breath to really see what he was going to come up with. He's been telling me for days that he had these multiple intros. I'm actually a little disappointed. I thought you could like come up with something a lot more creative. You can see that by changing the hats, I've worn my hair off. So that's at least that. He could have talked about that piece too. I want to welcome you all here. It's really a pleasure to have all of you here with us. We think this is a really, really important event. This is an event where we really get to connect very closely and tightly with some people who are leading the industry, who are leading a transformation in the ag industry around how do you bring technology and data and insight and ultimately efficiency and productivity to farms across the globe. So your willingness, frankly, to be here, your willingness to connect with us, we think is really, really important. And as Chip pointed out, we need you to engage with us very intimately and deeply to help us as we move forward. I asked the team what was going to be different about this conference. I think this is our fourth conference that we've had, third or fourth conference that we've had. And they were only, I actually just came in the job a little over a year ago, and they only let me attend the second morning, and they made me stay quiet during that whole time. But the team has said, look, you know, it's been about kind of searching and understanding the last two or three years. It's now this year about, hey, let's get on with this. Let's move forward. So the business track and the technical tracks are really about that. They're about really engaging you in how do we move forward? How do we start to take what we've got and implement that, execute that, deliver that jointly? And then how do we plan for what's coming forward? So as Chip pointed out, your interaction, your engagement with us is going to be critical to make sure that we get your point of view about that, because we do want to move together with you going forward. And I'll talk more about that as we close up the session. So what they've asked me to do is spend just a few minutes talking about deer. We've got to give you the obligatory kind of, hey, here's the deer overview. And I'll make that real brief. We'll get in the farm site, and I'm going to give you a little bit of my view, our view, about why we're doing this, where we're going, and why you're a critical member of making that all happen. So they said this will work. There you go. So last year, if you look at our company, we're a pretty good-sized company, right? Almost $38 billion. Most of that in the ag and turf business. Some of it in construction and forestry, financial services, and others. If you look at the guidance, I think, this year with where things are going, I think our latest quarterly guidance would say we'll probably be maybe about the same, maybe down 4 or 5%. I would point out that, you know, our chairman, Sam Allen, who came in back in 2010, at that time we were a $25 billion company. And Sam has challenged us as a company that by 2018 to be a $50 billion company, to double the size of this business. And we're on that path. Now, this is a little bit inflated because when we talk about that, we want to talk about it, what we call a normal business cycle, so at kind of the midpoint of the cycle. This reflects last year, as we all know, the last two or three years, has been really kind of a peak of the cycle. But we have seen substantial growth, certainly in the U.S. and Canada and as well around the globe. And we're continuing to focus on that. And this effort, by the way, is a critical part of enabling that sales growth. If you look at our businesses, we kind of divided our businesses up here several years ago to kind of provide some clarity about where's our focus. And the ag and construction equipment are really what we call global growth businesses. Those are businesses that we're greatly investing in globally to address the growing population need and the opportunities there. We've got some complementary businesses. Our turf business is a complementary business as well as our forestry equipment. That doesn't mean they're not profitable. It doesn't mean that we're not going to grow those, but they're not the primary focus of where we're really headed. They're really there to fill out our portfolio to enable our dealers and our customers to really have this full solution set from John Deere. In addition, we have a number of supporting businesses, our financial services, power systems that make our engines, drivetrains that we use not only in our own products, but in other OEM products that we sell directly, as well as the Intelligent Solutions Group, which is the group that we're part of. And a significant part of enabling the growth of our company and, frankly, contributing to the revenue that's going to come in overall to the business. So you're all really familiar with this, and this is a slide we show over and over again about what's driving this, what's making our business grow, what's the tailwinds that we've got, these macroeconomic tailwinds. It really is this population growth, right? It's the number of people going from, in 2010, somewhere south of 7 billion to now almost approaching 8 billion, to, depending on who you believe, by 2040, 2050, could be somewhere certainly north of 9 billion people. At the same time, those people are seeing their incomes rise. In many cases, a significant portion of the population is getting by on a dollar a day or $2 a day. As they go to $3 or $4 a day, or even if they're more middle or moderate income, The first thing that they want to spend money on is more food, better food. And certainly at the lower levels, it's not only just more food, it's protein. And protein has a fairly significant conversion rate, right? It takes 8 pounds of grain to grow a pound of beef and 4 pounds of grain to grow a pound of pork. And so it isn't linear. As this population grows, the actual food production that we need is not linear. We're going to have it be, in some cases, people would say 70 to 100% more food, and by and large, on the same area of ground that we've got today. So that means we have to do some things differently. We have to take what have been a significant string of improvements in agricultural productivity, going back to mechanization, hybridization, chemicals, GMOs. What's the next big step? And this whole focus around data and data enablement, we believe, is that next significant step. Not that the others won't continue to contribute as well, but we believe that probably the next big productivity step and efficiency step will come from data enablement around agriculture. At the same time, operations are getting significantly more sophisticated and complex. You know, I use the example of whether you're farming 500 acres somewhere here in the U.S. or Canada, or whether you're farming 1 million acres, like one of the growers we've got in Ukraine, with the intent to go to 3 million acres, the amount of things that are coming at you, and I'll show those here in a little while, are becoming more and more complex. It's getting increasingly difficult to do that up here, which is where, to a large extent, many producers are still operating. They're operating in Howard Buffett's term, in that those 40 chances. You know, they've farmed for 10 or 15 years, and they've got that all up here, and they take what they've learned there, plus now what maybe they learn on the web or on their smartphone or whatever, and they try and put all that together and say, what am I going to do next year or next week or tomorrow? And we need to find a way to really kind of cut through that and provide some real insight and capability. I'll talk about the technology pieces here in a little bit, because there's some very significant changes that have occurred, first of all in the ag industry, but more broadly in the technology industry that we think are enabling this in a very unique way right now. So why precision agriculture? It's about really trying to provide margin, yield and cost optimization. In many cases, we've got resources that are strained, or resources that we want to keep in the soil. We don't want them in the water. We don't want them other places. So being smart about how we use those. And then obviously in most of the world, significant challenges around regulation and what's going to go on. That's what really drives a lot of what we need to do here. But by and large, it's about being able to continue to sustain margin for those producers. And we're going to enter a time here over the next several years where that's going to get to be increasingly kind of interesting. In the last 3 or 4 years, you didn't have to be too terribly good to make it. These next 2 or 3 years, you're going to have to be pretty doggone focused to make this thing work. At the same time, here's the challenges that they're getting to. I talked about the margins. How do I know where I'm at? How do I know what I need to do? How do I know what the impact is of something that I'm going to do on the margin that I'm going to have? Seems like a great idea to put that fungicide on, but am I going to make more than $25 per acre when I do that? That's the kinds of questions that customers have, and in many cases, are unable to answer, and unfortunately don't know until the end of the season. And then only when they go to their accountant in many cases, which isn't sufficient for them to run their operation and sustain it. We talked about the complexity, and again, you know, producers have some intuition. They've been successful because they've been able to process that information better than anyone else. The guy next door that went out of business 2 years ago or 10 years ago wasn't able to do the job that this guy did in his head. But that's probably no longer sufficient. But it's hard to give that up. Hard to give that up. That's what got him here, right? How do I trust this technology? How do I know that I can trust the partner that I've got and that they're giving me a recommendation that lines my pocket, not their pocket? On the precision ag side, what are the needs that folks have out there? Well, the first one is, well, we got a lot of data. Data's being generated everywhere. How do we get it where we need it? How do we get it so it's usable, all right? And then how do we find the folks out there who can really engage and provide meaningful, valuable decisions, insights? How do I know, again, that I can trust this particular advisor? Yeah, it really looks good on paper, but boy, I'm betting my whole farm, I'm betting my family on it. How do I trust them? And then, even when I know what to do, how do I make sure it really happens? If I've got a variable rate prescription, do I know that that variable rate prescription was actually implemented, executed in the way that it was supposed to be? And how do I take that into account as an as-applied so I can go back and say, you know what, I thought it would do this, but it didn't really. So having that confidence of being able to know what's going on in the field And to manage that is going to be critical as we go forward. So those are the kind of challenges that we face together. Those are the things that we need to work together on to make sure that we can deliver. So maybe spend a few minutes talking about the Intelligent Solutions Group and what the role is that we have at Deere, in Deere, and more broadly, we think, in the industry to try and support this. We talked about this earlier. I'm not going to read that to you. You can see what it says. But really, you know, our focus, and I'll talk more here in a little bit, is we've got to help that customer be profitable. We've got to help them be a good steward of the land. We've got to help them stay in business to sustain their business. Okay? I have a family member on the farm. I want them farming 25 years from now, 30 years from now. So I'm focused on how do I help them do that? How do I help them know what they need to do to sustain their business? And oh, by the way, create enough output that we can feed this growing population. When you look at the kinds of things that we have in the Intelligent Solutions Group, it goes from, actually, we realigned this group about a year ago, where we brought together some of the pieces that were spread out across the enterprise, and we brought them all together to say, look, how do we make this a more holistic solution? So the operator stations, which used to be managed inside of each and every product line, and by the way, if you want an interesting kind of experience sometime, go to one of our farm shows and visit every one of our products. There's a little bit of disparity there. We brought that all together to try and really align that up. So actually, the products we introduced just this last year with Final Tier 4, you're going to see a lot more consistency across our tractor line and very soon in our combine and hay and forage and other lines around the operator interface and how an operator can get out of one machine and get into the other machine and very quickly know, hey, it's different, but it's not too different. And I can figure it out very quickly, and I can be very intuitive about how it operates. Brought that together. We had some of the other pieces around displays and auto track, guidance, receivers. Brought those all together. Then we've added, of course, some other pieces here around the farm site suite. And we've now brought that all under the Intelligent Solutions Group on our four verticals we talk about: operator stations, our solutions, our systems infrastructure, our OBA group. We've got a new group called OBA, onboard applications, focused around integrating mobile devices into the operator station and bringing that experience to them. SeedStar Mobile was one of the first ones that we just rolled out here this last year. And then obviously the My John Deere, the offboard experience. We really look at this as kind of three categories. The one that really is at the sweet spot of what we do is machine optimization. How do we make sure that machine is ready to run, it's available, it's efficient, it's effective? It's not down because of some failure on the machine, it's operating the way that it should, that all of the conditions are there to make the value that that producer, the several hundred thousand dollars that producer spent on that tractor or that combine, that it really gets delivered. That's the machine optimization piece. The second one is around job optimization. How do I ensure that what I want to do in the field is really happening, and happening in the most effective way, that I've got grain carts and semis lined up to support the three S690 combines I've got, that I've got a prescription that's really being executed the way that it should be, and I know within minutes, hopefully seconds, if it's not. If my operator's running too fast and he's getting skips and doubles, or if he's changed the fertilizer setting on half that machine, I know. And I can make a decision about do I want to change it or not. That's the job optimization piece. The third one is ag decision optimization. That's what you do. That's the role that you have. And what we're focused on is we want to build the capabilities to do machine optimization and job optimization, and we want to build the capabilities to enable the agronomic optimization, to bring together the best minds in the industry, to find ways for them to connect and align, to access the data they need, to access the capabilities that they need, and to be able to deliver that back to the grower and ag retailer to a large extent, and be able to bring that promise together. We're never going to have the agronomic expertise that we've got in this room right here, except by partnering with you. So that's why we've got you here. That's why we've done this. Now, the last thing, as I said, we've been learning how to do this. We're now going to get a lot more focused on having you help us move this forward. So, John Deere Farm Site, it's about equipment, it's about MS technology, and it's about dealer services. And I would add one other piece that I'm lobbying to put on there: trusted partners. Those trusted partners that bring that expertise and bring that insight to it. Because without that, it's not the whole solution. It doesn't provide the entire solution that those customers need. It doesn't optimize the capabilities that they've got and the outputs that they need. by connecting these together, and there's some people that are just focusing on that. We've got some folks over here who say, look, it's all just about, you know, the agronomic insight. Well, if you can't execute it in the field, it's probably not going to be very good. If you can't see what's going on. Our belief is you got to pull it all together. It's about the integration of those and aligning those all up. So some of the technologies I talked about, I call this the technology evolution. This has occurred literally over about the last decade, and you're all very familiar with these changes that have occurred. At the bottom line, guidance systems. You know, first of all, just being able to go into the coffee shop and brag about how straight your cornrows were, okay? But ultimately understanding that by having that guidance capability, you could spend less time in the field, get more done, put less hours on your tractor, use less chemicals, etc. Because you weren't overlapping. You weren't sloppy with what you were doing. You were able to manage that operation much better. Secondly, then, saying, now, okay, now that we can do that, we know where the machine is and we can control it, let's start to do that. Let's bring precision farming in. Let's enable this machine to turn on and turn off and to have section control and to be able, again, to further optimize that capability and to be able to take those insights back into the field. And then thirdly, let's do away with the sneaker net. Let's get this real time. Let's use telematics. Let's use mobile devices. Let's bring that to the trusted advisors and to the managers so that they can see that real time and so they can work together and interrelate and connect and not have to go, you know, pull information off of your PC, but know that it's in the cloud and it's secure. It only gets shared with the people that you think you want it to be shared with, when you want it to be shared, and the way that you want it to be shared. But it's shared, and you can bring all that insight to bear. We think there are some other technologies, though, that are really, really important, and that we think that now is a very unique time. And I call this the technology revolution. You know, the first one's mobile devices. You know, we just had a new generation of iPads come out here. It was only 4 years ago that the iPad came out. Less than 5 years ago. And look at how ubiquitous the iPad is today. In everything from entertainment, to kids are running around with them, to any store you go into, to now paying with them, you know, a key part of finance, to being in your tractor or your airplane or whatever. Every pilot you get in with today has got an iPad in there. That's what they're using. Imagine how that's changed in such a very, very short time. The next one is the cloud. We've talked about the cloud for a long time, but the ability to amass large amounts of data, to be able to access it easily, to know that it's secure, to be able to connect it up with other partners is a big, big deal. Now, I like to talk about the fog, because I really want the cloud to envelope the field and the machines. That's what we really got to get to, is that it's all got to be connected in a very integrated way. And then, last but not least, is there's a whole new group of software providers out there, folks like Salesforce and Pivotal and others, who are providing now some capabilities in the software side that you would have had to spend hundreds of billions of dollars and years to build. And today, you just go turn it on. You go to Amazon Web Services and you turn it on, right? You need more CPU capability, you turn it up. And then you turn it back down. That didn't exist not all that long ago. Those three things, that IT revolution connected with the ag technology evolution, connected up to ag science, that's what really creates FarmSight. Mashing all that together, integrating that all together, that's what creates FarmSight. And our goal is to enable that whole capability in a very unique and open way. So John Deere FarmSight enables that confluence, bringing those pieces together and helping, again, to provide new levels of productivity and efficiency for producers around the globe. 4 points of differentiation that we think we want to talk about. I'm going to start at the top level, the platform integration. And I would talk about that both from the hardware side as well as the software side. The ability to pull this together and enable this in a very simple and straightforward and seamless way. You know, not too many producers out there, there's a couple maybe, are really interested in being IT providers. That's not their deal. They don't want to be technology guys. They want to farm. They want to farm for the future, so they need the technology. But the ability to integrate this into the platform to enable it, whether it be a mobile device, by the way, or whether it be directly embedded in an embedded device, or whether it be integrating the various capabilities across a partner ecosystem, all of those are critically important. Controlled openness. I always kind of cringe a little bit at this one. But we want it to be open, but obviously it has to work. We talked last night with a group about, you know, data alignment and reference data and all those kinds of things. It's got to be controlled in a way that it can, in fact, connect and work. So controlled openness. We do believe that we have a differentiated dealer network. We believe we've got a way to make sure that equipment gets enabled and certified and equipped so that it can provide both the insight that comes from the field as well as make sure it can be executed. So our dealer network is a critical part of what we want to do here. Also ag retailers, also ag software providers, also major input providers are all key parts of that as well. But one of the differentiators that we've got is a very, very effective dealer network out there that can partner with those folks to really make this all work. Last but not least is going to be the customer experience. The ability for customers to be able to access this easily, to operate it easily, to see real value, that's what's going to make a big difference here. And we believe that we can deliver that experience. Again, working with key partners across the industry. We sat back again, a step back a year or so ago and asked ourselves, hey, are we really looking at this business the right way? Are we focused on the things we need to be focused on? And you know, for 177 years now going on almost 178, we've been in the business of providing ag equipment. We sell tractors and we sell planters and we sell combines and sprayers. And you know, the interesting thing is, to a large extent, that's the way we've sold them, like one piece at a time. Now, we've gotten brighter, I think, here lately and started to integrate planters and tractors together and balers and combines, et cetera. We've now got, you know, tractors and auger wagons that go alongside of the combine and are all connected. But we said, you know what, we need to think about this even more holistically, because the customer, that guy in the middle, what he's thinking about is, hey, I sit down in the winter and I want to plan what I'm going to go do, and then I got to get out and make sure I get the field prepared for that properly, and I want to get my seed in the ground the right way with the right chemicals and nutrients with it. I want to make sure I can sustain that crop during the year, modify it any way I need to through the crop care piece, and ultimately I better figure out, boy, I hope I can get it out of the field and figure out how to work. That's what they think about. They think about that whole cycle. And then, by the way, what piece of equipment do I need? What software do I need? What other capabilities do I need? But they're thinking about that cycle. They're thinking about, man, I'm starting this today so I can get to next Christmas and I got enough money left to buy Mama some shoes. You know, that's the deal. So we stepped back and said, we need to start with the customer again. We need to come back and take a fresh look at the customer and start to bring together the entire production system, because that's what they want, that's what they need, and that's what they'd expect from somebody like John Deere to deliver, again, with trusted partners across the enterprise. So I talked about this earlier. This is actually kind of probably simplified. You know, this is what the man in the middle, woman in the middle, is dealing with. As I said, to a large extent, they're dealing with all of that between their ears. Those 30 chances or 20 chances that they've had so far, plus whatever they learned from dad and grandpa that they'd listen to, right? And, it, you know, there's folks out there trying to help that. A lot of people out there, like yourselves, trying to help it out with analysis tools and ERP tools. Of course, the input guys, they're all really anxious to give you the next and best technology and squeeze the next dollar out of you, right? And then you got a bunch of folks up there who are pretty bright folks. We need to find figure out how we can get them brought in and connect that up. Oh, yeah, you got your dealer out there. He's supplying all that equipment that makes that happen. Got a bunch of folks out there in the government that want to be connected to me and insurance and other places in the enterprise or the agribusiness. And then, oh, by the way, you know, I got to kind of actually go make stuff happen. I got to get tractors where they belong and combines where they belong and trucks where they belong. And all of that, most guys are dealing with, you know, with the thing between their ears and this, right? That's probably not going to work here going forward. So we think the killer app is not any single one of those. It's integration. It's bringing together that producer with their ag retailer, their input providers, their equipment dealer, and their trusted ag partners, and finding a way to make all that work together in a very seamless way. And being able to get the synergy between those, not in isolation, but finding a way to find those places where it all fits together. How does it all work together? We think that's the real opportunity. So to show you how this is going to work, we've got a short video here, and I'll wrap up with a couple more comments.
We already help customers worldwide maintain their complex mechanical ecosystem. Now, it's time to conquer the digital ecosystem. Farmers have an array of growing concerns, and managing them on a single trusted platform is more important than ever, and more possible than ever. We can also provide new, smarter tools that help customers prepare for the unexpected. Our aim is to create a connected environment that utilizes data sharing with valuable third parties. Together, these shared data systems will collectively generate knowledgeable insights, which trigger multiple options so farmers can choose the solution that works for them. And since every farmer is different, This technology can grow to be personalized and predictive. It's our mission to build a flexible foundation based on these common patterns to create the integrated solution of choice for customers around the world.
So a couple of messages I want to leave you with. Our chairman, every year we have a worldwide leadership meeting where we bring the top 250 people in the enterprise together and talk about what's our plans for the next year and, frankly, for the planning horizon the next 3 or 4 years. And our chairman, Sam Allen, stood up in front of the group and said, look, here's the deal. By the end of 2015, John Deere will have the preeminent ag platform in the industry. That could come across as kind of bold, and it is. It also could come across as kind of threatening to you. But here's my message to you. We can't do it without you. That platform has to include you. It can't be the preeminent platform if we're competing with all of you. It has to be the preeminent platform because it connects to you, it integrates you. Because we've got a key piece of it, you have a key piece as well. That's why you're here. We want to make sure that all of that fits together, all of that works together, and that the value that you bring can be exposed to the marketplace and can be connected up with Deere and with others. And that's our intent, is to get on that path. Now, do we have it all figured out yet? No, not yet. Will we 2 years from now? Probably not. Do we think we've got probably more pieces of it than anybody? The answer is absolutely yes. Do we think we have an opportunity to be an ag industry platform? The answer is yes. But again, not independently, not uniquely. We need to do it with you because otherwise it won't be there. In a time when, you know, our sales revenue will probably be challenged somewhat over the next couple of years. I know corn and beans have kind of popped back up here a little bit yet, but they're not at $7 and $8 or at $15, $16 for soybeans like they were. And as my son-in-law tries to tell me, you know, I take that income and I turn it into assets. Well, if you don't have as much income, you can't turn it as much assets. So we're going to be challenged a little bit over these next couple of years with our revenue, even though our goals for the $50 billion are still the same for 2018. But in that environment where we're going to be challenged, we've increased the spend in R&D on this platform for my John Deere 20%. And we're willing to go back and ask for more, and I think we can get that. If we need it, we can demonstrate we can deliver value with it. So we believe that we can be a very good and trusted partner with you. We believe that we can, in fact, working with you, working with our dealers, working with others in the industry, we can create the preeminent ag industry platform. So your time today and tomorrow is to really challenge us to say, all right, what do I got to do? What can I connect with? What is out there for me to do today? And to tell us what we need to be doing here in the very near term and in maybe a little longer term to make sure that we can, in fact, deliver real value to growers, real value to the industry, and really help feed the world as we go forward. Thank you.